Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. President's Day. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. Few things get the hearts of childcare workers racing as the announcement, "The state inspector is here." The state inspector can crawl through every inch and every file in your school. Even when you think that everything is correct, a state inspector can still find some form that isn't initialed properly and write you up. It can be nerve-wracking. Even though a state inspector can make us nervous, we know that they are necessary. The state has a job of keeping its citizens, especially children who can't defend themselves, safe from any harm or danger. Think for a moment how miserable life would be without a government to watch over us. With no military or police to keep us safe, life would be chaos. No one would ever be safe. The state is God's agent for protecting us so we can live peaceful lives, raise our families, go to work, and even work in a childcare facility or school where families can safely leave their children. God took care of our greatest needs when He sent Jesus Christ to live and die for us. All of our sins are forgiven. Heaven is in our future. Our loving Lord also provides for our physical needs, quite often through our government. As we celebrate President's Day, pause to give thanks to the Lord for all the blessings that He has poured out on you through our government and its leaders. And then follow Paul's advice to pray for our president and all government officials, even state inspectors. We pray. Lord, thank you for providing for all of my spiritual needs through your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you also for providing for our physical needs through our government and its officials. Give them wisdom and strength to carry out their callings so that we can live in peace and quietness as we rejoice in your love and share it with others. Amen. A question to consider. While it may be tempting to focus on the challenges our country faces, what are the blessings we have as Christians living in the United States? Collaborate with a colleague to create a list of those blessings. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.